Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
With us in studio is our friend Chef Michael Leo from the Strudelhaus. We got a lot of things to talk about this afternoon. We're going to talk about the restaurant business, but I want to get his take. I mean, he is a European. He is from Austria. He's the real deal. And when Great Britain said, hey, adios, we don't want to have anything to do with the EU, it caused all kinds of financial issues on Friday and Saturday. Markets did rebound. As I said, the Dow is up 260 points today, and people, investors, are starting to get their feet underneath them once again. I have to ask a European what he thinks of all this. Michael, welcome.
Schönen Nachmittag.
So...
What I think about it is, I think it's all just all overblown personally, because we cannot move the island. It's stuck in Europe, for one thing.
It's there, right?
But if they want to be part of Europe or not, they're going to be part of Europe. You can do nothing, and they're going to have immigration because it's kind of hypocritical. One of the countries who invaded 90% of the world as immigrants.
That's right.
So, and they say all of a sudden they want no immigrants, because still today pretty much about 40% of the world in the Commonwealth belongs to them. So they... People from all over the world still can go there.
That's an interesting thing that you said, because the great experiment that was colonization from Great Britain all over the world.
Yep, and they still have a lot of colonies.
Absolutely, so they're afraid of immigration.
They're afraid of immigration, and they're further away as Greece. You know, they have no money, and they have everybody there. So the European Union just has one problem that I think is an Austrian, that try to copy too much of America. We have way more different cultures, because even in my little home area, if you go across the mountain, people eat different foods, talk different and stuff like this. So we have so many different cultures where people don't understand. We're not the same like from New York to California. We are different. Each nation has its own heritage, culture, tradition. 100 miles down the street, they talk French.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah. Or across my mountain, they talk Italian. So this is how you cannot mix them all together in one European Union, what they try to do.
Well, I think from the cultural aspect, you're absolutely correct. But from the trade, the free trade aspect, that's one of the things that people enjoy. They can move freely from location.
Yeah, you can. I can work in Great Britain when I want to. I can go to Spain when I want to. When I grew up, my dream was to go to work in Spain, and I did, but it was a huge hoopla to go down there and to get the working papers and all these things. Today, is to learn your trade, to be better, to learn different kitchens and cultures in the restaurant industry, it's easy. So it's good for them. And I think the youth of Great Britain did not understand really what
they
the repercussion was.
They
and that just
know.
Shows you in today's world, even here with our politics, nobody really pays attention. And then all of a sudden, what? I cannot work in Germany anymore?
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
And now, as you know, on Friday, one of the German Bavarian Motor Works, said that, hey, you know, we're going to have to recall some of our engineers, and we're going to have, you know, we're not going to make parts there anymore. And all this is just, it's just craziness. But you said something to me, and I want to talk about restaurants here in just a moment, because that's your thing. And you are a trained sommelier. You understand the food business, and I'm really pleased that you're here with us. But you said something interesting before we went on the air about credit cards.
Yeah, in Europe general, in most places, we don't take credit cards. People despise credit cards. We don't trust them. At first, you know, crooks can rip you off. And even in an ATM, there's no ATM fees. They're trying to do it. But the problem is, once they start charging you money for your own money, everybody will
when they start,
not,
yeah. What he just said, let me pull that back just a little
ATM
bit.
ATM fees.
Right, ATM, when they start charging you money to get to your money, the Europeans don't much like that.
No. Why would you pay for your own money? To get your own money, what I put in there. So I have to pay to get it out. They're making money with my money.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And
when you think
with
about
credit
it.
Cards, they just don't like it as an overall. And I think many times this whole thing with the stock market and everything, today it's up 250 points. Tomorrow it's disaster when it goes 250 points down, 0.5%. Who cares? You know, really. Only the rich cares, because they invested so much money into it. But for the regular investor, if it's $100 more in your stock or $100 less in your stock, this 0.5% is not going to necessarily affect you that hard.
Chef Michael Leo, ladies and gentlemen, although if you are retired and you've got a 401k and you're living off of that income, that can be kind of tough.
It can be kind of tough, but like I told you before, if you wouldn't have the stock market, everybody investing in it, and companies actually would rely that back to the payroll, not paying so much dividends to the rich companies in Moscow, China, wherever they are in the world, and would pay better wages to the people, then in the end, over the 20, 30 years, you may accumulate the same money what you retire with. Hmm.
We just had a story about wages and workers, as a matter of fact, today. Yeah, and about how in the fast food restaurant business, you know, people are turning to kiosks so that they can order their food and things. Now, you're a restaurateur. Mm-hmm. How does this movement towards a higher minimum wage affect you?
I argue many times with my restaurant fellows, and I'm one of the people who believe in higher wages. I pay higher wages. I pay my servers double than what the standard is in Des Moines. I pay my cooks about 40% more than is in Des Moines. Not just because I'm small, but one thing what people do not realize, every staff member brings their family in to eat. They eat when they're off in my place. So I get the money back what I pay them, because they come back to my place because I treat them right and they stay with me and they believe in loyalty. So the little extra money what I pay them, I get in return from their business.
Now, is that something that a lot of people are missing?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you as a company, if you treat your staff right, the staff will make sure you keep on treating them right, so they support you. That's no different with farmers on farmers market and everything, you know. So that's always. It goes around in one hand to the other hand. That's how the old style business used to be.
It's one of the things. Exactly, it is. It's one of the things that my bride was saying about the farmers market here. She said, you know, at least I know when I buy my produce from Larry or mm-hmm. from whomever it happens to be at the farmers market, I know that that money is going to the producer.
Yeah, and then Larry, since we say Larry, he goes down to the local restaurants, you know, so the money will be by him. It returns
right back
to the restaurants, and so it stays with us and around the people.
And that's one of those economic realities, I think, that sometimes businesses forget. So busy, especially in the multinational companies, those that are being traded on the stock market, they're going, you know, we've got to make more money for our investors rather than turning it back to the people where they could spend more money.
And same thing it goes for the restaurant industry, because there's also sometimes a saturation of the market. You know, you can have way too many
staff. Let's talk about that for just a second.
Way too many people.
I read a report just the other day that said the Des Moines Metro is the highest per capita restaurant people mm-hmm. city in the nation.
And I think it's because, partially is because every developer thinks, okay, we put a restaurant, put a restaurant, put a restaurant, put a restaurant down below. And they want us, if you would lease or rent, unless you own your own building, to pay for the development. So they have something down below, but they have guaranteed for the next 3 years, 4 or 5 years, whatever your lease contract is with them, they have somebody paying for whatever they have to pay for.
Mm.
And eventually, I think the market gets so saturated that you actually lose great chefs, great business models, great things. And it's not because they're not successful. It's because they don't have enough customers to support what they're doing. So great chefs lose out because, okay, if you have only 5 customers for lunch and 10 people for dinner, you cannot make a living out of it, because there's 1,000 other restaurants and now we added 47 food trucks to it. You know, we not grow the population that fast as what we're going to grow restaurants.
I'm always concerned about that, because although our population here in the greater Des Moines metro continues to grow, every time I turn around, there's a new restaurant opening up. And finding staff to staff these places has got to be difficult.
Yeah, because in Des Moines, we're not known as a restaurant industry. So about maybe 20% who are professional people around here, rich college students and stuff like this. And eventually, the consumer will sacrifice because they're not going to get decent service, because they get somebody from who knows where from. And they just want to make that 20, even now at 25%. This is like insane. It's like, seriously, you have to pay 25% for eating your steak and your schnitzel and your bratwurst or whatever it will be. This is crazy, you know. And the server has no experience. Why did I go to school and college for this? I look like, fair to be said, an idiot. You know?
Yeah.
If I can make a quick $200 like this, it's like, okay, thank you very much. Why would I go to college and to school when I can't just do it like that?
Yeah, and one of the things I think that people would be surprised about in your home country of Austria, to become a waiter.
I went 5 years actually to school. I went to cooking school. I went to be half a year for a bakery, and then I went for sommelier. So it's a long process. You can call yourself a professional when you graduate, like you do here. And if you don't, you get a lower wages, because our wage system is not one national wage. Each job has a different wage design. And if you didn't graduate, you don't get the full amount what the government says you should get.
His name is Michael Leo. He's Chef Michael Leo, for those of you who might know him, at the Strudel House at 1951 Indianola Avenue here in Des Moines. You're headed out right now to the DSM magazine.
Yes, we're going to the DSM magazine. We have a feature story in there for the restaurant week. Interviewed and made some pictures what we're going to offer in August, from August 21st to, I think it's still the 30th, is the Des Moines Restaurant Week. And it's our second time doing it, so if somebody out there looks for something cool and unique to do and some European experience. And
very nice. And our good friend, Chef David Baruthio, is special.
He's actually going to be featured in on the page.
Yeah.
On the cover. So
it's pretty
nice. It's the first time that's actually food is on this thing since we have the food topic.
It's wonderful. Chef Michael Leo, thanks for coming in.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. All right, we've got to clear on out of here for Shane Torres, who was with us just a little bit ago. Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director is, of course, Mark McDowell. Mary Sayers, liaison. My name is Michael Libby. For all of our guests, all of the crew, have yourself a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.